The band of Welsh Guards plays as an honor guard marches past U.S. President Joe Biden, Britain's King Charles, during a ceremonial arrival and inspection at Windsor Castle. Biden and King Charles are using their first meeting and their respective roles to highlight the generational issue of climate change as they prod private companies to do more to bolster clean energy in developing countries. After the arrival of formalities, Biden and Charles participated in a climate-focused roundtable with officials from the financial and philanthropic sectors. Meanwhile, despite Biden saying that Ukraine is not ready to join NATO, Ukraine has stepped up its efforts to do so. Reuters' Rosanna Philpott explains why its membership is so sensitive.
A mutual assistance clause lies at the heart of the NATO alliance. It's cited as one of the main reasons why Ukraine cannot join NATO while in conflict with Russia, as this might immediately draw the alliance into an act of war. The Kremlin portrays the expansion as evidence of Western hostility to Russia. Western powers deny this, saying the alliance is wholly defensive in nature. Moscow has said it would cause problems for many years to come if Ukraine joined NATO, and has warned of an unspecified response to ensure its security.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says his country could approve Sweden's membership in NATO if European nations open the way to Turkey's bid to join the European Union. Erdogan, whose country has been holding off its final approval to Sweden's NATO membership, made the comments on Monday before departing to the alliance's summit meeting in Lithuania. Now, Turkey is a candidate to join the EU, but its membership bid has been stalled due to democratic backsliding and disputes with EU member Cyprus. This is VOA News. An analysis sheds light on the cost to Russia and human lives from the invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Jennifer King.
47,000 Russian soldiers have died in the invasion of Ukraine, according to a new statistical analysis. Two independent Russian media outlets, Mediazona and Medusa, worked with a data scientist in Germany and Russian government inheritance records and mortality data to calculate excess mortality, that is, how many more military-aged Russian men have died from February 2022 to May of this year than would be expected. Russia has only acknowledged the deaths of about 6,000 soldiers while censoring local media and cracking down on activists who document Russia's expanding cemeteries. In a similar effort, Mediazona and the BBC's Russian service have used social media postings and photographs to identify over 27,000 confirmed war deaths where the name of the soldier is known. Britain's Ministry of Defense estimates the number of Russians killed is between 40 to 60,000. I'm Jennifer King.
Hundreds of migrants are missing along one of the deadliest routes for them. AP correspondent Rita Foley.
At least 300 people traveling from Senegal to Spain in three boats are missing, says a Spanish aid group called Walking Borders. A spokeswoman says authorities have to do more to look for the missing boats. Imagine, she said, if there were 300 American people missing at sea. What would happen? Her answer, many planes will look for them. One woman who discovered her two sons' secret plans to leave on one of the boats says she tried to convince them not to go. She said, I am desperate to hear the voices of my sons. She said they left with a goal of trying to help lift the family out of poverty. I'm Rita Foley.
South Korea's president says it's time to clearly demonstrate strong international resolve to deter North Korea's nuclear ambitions, and he plans to discuss how to cope with the North's expanding weapons arsenal with NATO leaders this week. Yoon Suk-yeol made the comments and written responses to questions by the Associated Press ahead of his departure to attend the NATO summit in Lithuania, set for Tuesday and Wednesday. It's the second straight year that Yoon will take part in the summit. An influencer-backed energy drink that has earned viral popularity among children is facing scrutiny from U.S. lawmakers and health experts over its potentially dangerous levels of caffeine. U.S. Senator Chuck Schumer on Sunday called on the Food and Drug Administration to investigate Prime. The beverage brand was launched last year by YouTube stars Logan Paul and KSI and has become something of an obsession among the influencers' legions of young followers. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's on VOA 1.